Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Hey, the Ultimate Mock Draft presented by Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey is happening. The biggest NBA mock draft of the year. New episodes every day until July 23rd featuring Chad Ford, former Suns general manager Ryan McDonough, Brian Scalabrine, and experts from every city. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. You know, one more quick point on the NBA wrapping up last night and sort of tying it back to the Sixers, but in a totally different way that has not come up on our show yet. Two different things, and I wonder how many people thought of this last night. So, first off, shout out to Jrue Holiday, who is a good dude. He's had a really good career. You know, he's never been a star, but he's had a very solid career. It was a good Sixer. Of course, they traded him to begin the process. He moved to a couple different teams, ultimately lands in Milwaukee, and, you know, was a huge contributor for them winning the title. And he got interviewed last night post-game. You know, that was all good stuff. So shout out to Jrue. But one thing that really stood out to me, and I don't know how many people thought of this, the sort of how, from the Sixers and the process standpoint, what happened last night, so much of this goes back to literally the beginning of the process.
Yeah, well, Jrue Holiday, for starters.
Which actually started the night of the 2013 draft. And two different things to last night.
That Giannis was in that draft,
correct,
too. Yeah.
So that night, the Sixers traded Jrue Holiday for the sixth overall pick and a future first-round pick. So that began the, hey, we're going to try not to win in the short term. We're going to try to load up with assets. They draft Nerlens Noel with that pick by trading Jrue Holiday. They take Nerlens, and the other team officially takes Nerlens, but essentially the Sixers selected Nerlens. The other team selects him for them. So Nerlens, then they get Michael Carter-Williams in like, I don't know, 11 or 12 or 13, something like that. And then shortly after that is when the Greek Freak got drafted. So, John, you had two opportunities for the Sixers in that draft to get the Greek Freak. They walk away with Michael Carter-Williams and Nerlens Noel. And it's the same night.
Rookie of the year, Michael Carter-Williams.
Exactly, which is really hard to believe. And it's the same, right? It's the same night they start the process, and then those two guys, Greek Freak and Jrue Holiday, 8 years later win a title together.
Just, well, especially starting the process too. Like you could say, oh, teams passing Giannis, he was a project, you know.
Which he was,
yeah. But if any team were gonna take a shot on a project,
right,
you know, you could realistically paint a scenario where the Sixers really could have taken him.
Yep. They could have. Now look, he was the 15th pick in the draft. Obviously no one knew he was gonna be this good. But it's a huge swing and miss. I mean, huge. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ray Dittinger will join us coming up at 1245 today. And by the way, I mean, I'm a Hinkie guy, but that pick goes on Hinkie. Those picks go on Hinkie. He chose MCW, and he chose Nerlens Noel, and it flat out didn't work out with those guys. All right, let's talk to Sean in the Lehigh Valley. Hey, Sean.
What's up, guys? Hey, real quick, before I throw my question out to John, because I'm in and out of my car all day. Whoever said the Eagles backed into the Super Bowl, that's and I'm not one for trashing other people's, you know, opinions. That's the second dumbest comment I've ever heard said on WIP. The first one was some guy I remember called in and said the worst thing we ever did was win the Super Bowl. but backing into it is number two. It's up there.
Well, John and I both disagreed, obviously. Yeah, yep.
So, John, here's a question for you to hopefully help prove Joe's point. If you could, and we'll go back the last 10 years, because I know you cite 4-10-1, and Joe cites the Super Bowl year. So just let's just say the last 10 years, not including the Patriots because they're cheaters and everything they did doesn't count. If you could take the Eagles organization and last 10-year history, who just give me one team, who would you trade the last 10 years with?
Well, there's a couple, man. I'll jump in for
them. Oh, Kansas City, obviously.
Just give me one.
Well, the Patriots and the Steelers and the Ravens.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And the Chiefs.
Right, so the Steelers. Okay, so now I'm going to give you four. Redskins, Cowboys, Jaguars, Jets. You trading with any of them?
Of course not.
Are you trading with the Bengals, the Browns, the Panthers, the Vikings?
Right, right. Listen, I exactly right, Sean.
We're an above average franchise at the least.
Absolutely, we're an above average. Absolutely correct, Sean. Absolutely correct.
No, no, we were a great franchise that is slowly disintegrating before everyone's eyes. And this year is going to be bad. I know everyone's got these incredible hopes for, you know, the unlikely to occur. Part of why it's going to be bad is we've been mismanaged across the board. The guys we bring in, the coaches we bring in, the people we trust, the money we spend. We're paying $50 million to players who are not on this roster this season. That's
It's very unique that Carson fell apart. I mean, that is, talk about a historical anomaly. I think they made the right decision to dump him, but, you know, he really let them down. I mean, Carson really let the Philadelphia Eagles down.
So just in our division, you would trade places right now going forward with the Redskins, Giants, or the Cowboys?
I mean, I'll say this. Roster-wise, you can make the case you'd rather have some of them, but I'd much rather be the Eagles than Washington with Daniel Snyder or Dallas with Jerry Jones. I fundamentally believe much more in the Eagles next 5 to 10 years.
Because I know you do, Joe. Yeah. I'm trying to corner John here. Will you help me out?
Look, I'm not – there's no way anyone in their right mind would say that they want to be a team that's owned by Jerry Jones or Daniel Snyder.
The Mara family,
they've won Super Bowls. I would say that the Giants have found their coach. The Giants are bringing good players in to fill out that roster. They've got the right direction. I think of the teams in our division, everyone's sort of, you know, looking down their nose at the Giants because they've got a quarterback that no one believes in, but they have, I don't know, the makings of being able to turn it around better than the other teams in our division do.
I love your call, Sean. I really do. Sean, give me success in TV and movies. Who do you have?
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, big. Now you
waiting
say,
for it.
You say boom. You think
it's a really big answer.
It's
yeah.
It's big. You think the movie success was that big?
I mean, Back to the Future is massive.
Oh, you know what? It's funny. I actually just totally forgot about Back to the Future.
Well, there you go.
I was thinking, I don't know why, I was thinking of some of the other stuff. I was thinking of, Back to the Future's big. Yep.
That's and two TV shows, Alex
really
McKeaton
good.
And Spin City. Yeah. Spin City was a big hit for a while.
It was.
Yeah, it was
and
a good
I never
show.
Watched it.
It's really funny. It's a good show.
I heard it was great.
I'll tell you, man, when Ellen leaves Family Ties, it's devastating. And thank God they ended up getting married in real life. Because, you know, you guys know I went back and rewatched Family Ties a few months ago. It's stunning. She was perfect. And then she left the show. But she left the show because they had started dating. And she didn't want to mess up them dating. She wanted to give that a shot. And then they get married. John, that's the kind of thing for me, a softie inside.
Oh, buddy, you're all over that.
Makes me so happy. You have no idea, when I was watching Family Ties a couple months ago, how many times I went back and found, like, YouTube clips of those two being interviewed together. I'm a real softie inside.
You really are.
I really am. All right, James, you got some information on that?
Yeah, Howard Eskin tweeting out literally just minutes ago some information on Zach Ertz. Here's what Howard had to say. He said, latest on the Eagles, Zach Ertz. I now hear there is a great chance Ertz will be on the team at the start of the season. Been told Zach will be there to start training camp on Tuesday. Zach has been working out at a team facility for close to the last 2 weeks with teammates. He's over the issues, per
that
Howard Eskin.
That is absolutely tremendous news. That makes me very happy. Talk about making my heart happy. That makes my heart happy. That's big. Now, I mean, listen, John, what's your reaction? You know I love it. What's your reaction?
I'm amazed.
Now, it could be, you know, information the team wants out there to try and be like, oh, we want to keep him now.
Could
like,
be.
That is possible.
Could
just
be.
To put the other side.
And also notable that he says to start.
I do wonder about that.
He also says to start the season, so I wonder if there's a conversation back channel, hey, we might trade you, you know, if our season goes awry.
Is this a...
During the trade, you know, pre-trade deadline kind of thing?
Is this
It's worded in a way that makes me think that.
That's a great point. To start the season. Say it again, the way that Howard put it out there, Jimmy.
One sec. Let me pull it back up.
Are you back to eating?
Is this mutual...
Was James eating again on the air?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is this a mutual agreement?
Relax. Slow your roll, buddy.
Any
food in this studio here, all right? It says, latest on Eagles Zach Ertz. I now hear there is a great chance Ertz will be on the team at start of season. Been told Zach will be there at start of training camp Tuesday. Zach has been working out in team facility for close to the last 2 weeks with teammates. He's over the issues.
That's awesome.
At start of season, maybe it's just to say he's going to report when everyone else reports. Maybe it's to say there's the idea that he will show out well in camp so that
maybe
when a team needs a tight end, they will trade.
But
him.
I think you're going deeper than you need to. The last line is the big line. He's over the issues.
Well, that's the case.
That's the headline.
That's amazing.
That's the headline right there.
If he wants to be here, that's the biggest hurdle.
He can help, man. He can help this team. And again, we talked a lot about this yesterday. I think he'll be an awesome safety blanket for Jalen Hurts. Now, let's be real clear. He's got to be a lot better than he was last year. You know, we talk about, you know, players that have had a bad last 12 months in Philly sports. Headlined by Carson Wentz and headlined by Carter Hart as the two guys that were like the two biggest disasters of the people you lean on and say, hey, lead us the way. Aaron Nola's on that list. Ben Simmons is on that list. It's been a pretty notable list, pretty robust list of some key figures in Philly sports who have had a bad last season in Philly sports. But Zach Ertz is on that list. And he's pretty notable also.
So was last year just an anomaly because he was so unhappy, or was last year poor play because he's declining? Because if it's because he's declining, you're paying him the sixth most of any tight end in football. That's a guy who caught 330 yards of passes and one touchdown on 36 catches last year.
That's a press conference I look forward to hearing. Whenever he first does, I don't know if it's Zoom, on site, in person, at a podium, whatever. I want to hear when Zach Ertz talks in a couple days. Eagles go to training camp in 6 days. At some point, probably in the pretty early going of that process, he's going to have a press conference, presumably, you know, or a little scrum gaggle with the reporters, and the TV stations will be there with their cameras, and, you know, people are going to stick microphones near him if they're allowed to and say, hey, talk to us about what happened.
What teammates is he working out with?
Well,
I'm interested to know.
Hopefully Goddard and hopefully the quarterback.
Right.
I would assume. Let's go to Ron and Monco. We'll get to Ray Dininger real soon. Yo, Ron.
Hammer.
Ronnie.
Hammer. 2 points. First one for John Ritchie. Second one for you. John, I'm totally out on the Phillies.
They lose one game.
No, it's more than that. It's not that.
What?
It's COVID. How is Dombrowski supposed to commit to going by when he doesn't know who's going to be in the lineup week to week?
Mm-hmm. That's a reasonable point.
Yeah. I'm not doing it. If I'm not Dombrowski, I'm not making major trades when I got my 26 guys on my roster, didn't get vaccinated. Now, that's their choice, whether they do it or they don't. But that's a major – that's a big thing.
I wonder how much it affects.
How can you plan and plot for the playoffs when you don't know who's going to be available?
You got to assume that guys who have been vaccinated will be more attractive trade targets for teams.
26 guys on the roster have not been vaccinated, John.
Well, how do you know it's 26 guys on the roster?
Because it was on the radio.
No. Of the 26 guys on the roster, half are not vaccinated. Yeah. There are 26 guys on the roster.
Right.
Okay. Well, look, I never knew this. I thought they're all running around, hugging and kissing each other without masks, with the other teams. I'm thinking everybody got their shots. so they didn't. So this is what it is. I'm out on that. But Hammer, this is for you. You made a comment. You would like to see, you know, and you've done the show with Angelo one or two times.
Couple segments.
Want to see, basically, I think what you were trying to say is you want to know how that dude lasted 30 years.
Well, that wasn't what I was saying, but I mean, you can infer. Listen, you have to be great at what you do to last 30 years.
Well, have a good show, Joe. You have a good show.
Thank you.
You have a good show.
Thank you.
So that leads me to believe, you know, you want to know what's the longevity question, and I'll tell you what it is. When new GMs come into this town, and new players, free agents come to this town, okay. They're getting clued in. Okay, what's this town about? What do I need to look out for? Oh, you got to have a cheesesteak. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, and by the way, on the top of the list, don't let Angelo put his sights on you. Okay? Because he gets people fired. And this is where you need to improve your game.
You want me to start calling for people to get fired?
No, you need. This is how long. This is why he's lasted
I'm a nice guy, though. Ron, I'm too nice a guy to tell you that Carson Wentz stinks. I would never do that. Oh no, hold on. I think I might have done that. Right? Did I do that?
Let's go back
horrible.
To the Quintac. I'm still getting over that interview. Mr. Quintac, can you come in for some softball questions?
So you want me to be like the guillotine? You want me to chop heads off?
Listen, if you want to be 30-year dude, you got to look out for us.
Okay. All right.
What you got to do, because you got the rest of it.
Thank you. I will take that critical analysis, and I will think about it. I appreciate your words.
Yeah, what's your stupid question today?
Ron, stupid question. I'm trying to get you to a Phillies game, man. I'm trying to get your answer to a most success TV and movies combined. I mean, come on. If you don't want a chance to answer,
all right, I'm
going to
play along because it's a terrible question. I'm going to say Demi Moore.
Demi Moore and her TV success is what?
She was a soap opera queen. They snatched her right up as soon as she came on the screen in soap operas they put her in movies.
All right, that's a bad answer right there. Bad answer. Did he curse right there? I thought he cursed.
No, that's you had me dump it.
It was
but
really.
I didn't hear anything close to a curse.
There was nothing
even like
at
ballpark.
All
that's why you hit me. You're like dump it. So I dumped it. But I honestly. Did not hear a single reason to dump
I thought
that.
There was an S word that was very, very quickly said.
No, I didn't hear it.
Is it possible?
I can go back and listen.
Yeah, listen to
on my end here.
You're bad at hearing.
Yeah, let me.
I think it's far more likely that Richie and I heard it right.
But what's the rule of thumb, James?
Dump if you're unsure.
Correct.
I agree. I heard nothing there. Okay. I'll go back and listen.
Isn't like when I dropped the F-bomb.
I'm positive there was nothing.
Do you have the audio, James, of when I dropped the F-bomb?
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to play it.
Yeah, obviously.
We should play that coming up.
It's amazing. It's great audio.
It's been a while since we played that. For those that don't know, it's about 2 years ago. We're having a normal conversation. I'm fired up about something. And I go.
You were mad at me.
Well, not like mad, but I was annoyed with whatever you were saying.
I think I was poking.
And you might have been.
What else is new?
And I drop an effing Richie, but I didn't even realize. Like, and then I didn't intentionally do it.
I have it ready whenever we want.
We'll get to
it's
that.
It's bleeped.
We'll get to that. All right, we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's welcome in the man who joins us every single Wednesday at this time. Does has for years a sensational job on all fronts in Philadelphia sports and. Our final time with them before the Eagles go to training camp this year. That's always a special day to talk to the great Ray Dittinger about some Eagles football and more. We got the Phils and basketball and all to get to. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
Good, Joe. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, Ray. You as well. Ray, you know, we got a piece of information from Howard about 5 minutes ago.
Which is?
That Zach Ertz is going to report to training camp that the issues are behind him and them and that he's going to be a bird. In 2021.
How about that?
What's your reaction to that?
Surprised. Very surprised. I'm very surprised. I mean, I just have that image of him sitting on the bench after the last game of the regular season, just sitting there as they turned the stadium lights out.
Yep.
You know, and then when he met the press a couple days later, breaking down in tears, talking about his time in Philadelphia. I mean, if ever a guy closed the book, he closed the book. And I just thought that's okay, fine. You know, he'll find another team. Hopefully it'll be a good team where he'll get a chance to maybe win another Super Bowl before his career comes to an end. And If you had asked me to place a bet on the possibility of him even coming to training camp, now, I'm not even talking about September, but I mean just coming onto the training camp and practicing with the team again, I would have said zero. So who knows? I mean, who knows? If he's look, I think that Zach Ertz is a terrific guy. We all know that he's second all-time in receptions for this franchise behind only Harold Carmichael, who's getting ready to go in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's had a tremendous career. And I love having him as part of this community because I think he's a really good dude.
Yep.
So if he wants to come back and play here and they're willing to have him come back and play here, you know, I'll go 12 personnel. I'm fine with that.
Ray, were there signs last year that his downturn in production were physical, or is it, in your mind, mostly just the contractual issues were clouding his mind and he wasn't able to play and maximize his ability?
And let me just say to John's question, two different types of physical. There's, of course, he was a little banged up with injuries, but what John's more talking about was
like decline.
Decline.
Age.
Yeah, age decline.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it didn't seem to be that during the summer. It didn't seem to be that. I mean, first game of the season, the game down in Washington, the first drive, they take it right down the field, and the Eagles score a touchdown, and it's Zach Ertz looking like Zach Ertz, you know, running a nice route, catching the ball in the end zone. He did get banged up as the year went on. You know, is he the same player that he was 5 years ago? No. I mean, that's not going to happen. But is he good enough to still help? Yeah, I think he is. I think he is. I mean, if he's okay with being here and he doesn't feel like he's wasting his time, then, you know, for a team that's kind of rebuilding, for a team that's going to have a lot of young players and young coaches, you know, having a guy with that kind of character and that kind of leadership is not a bad thing.
Is he the starter or the backup?
I'll bet his role, and again, we're even projecting that he's going to be here in September. I mean, we don't know. I mean, that could... If something could happen and some other team could lose a tight end and all of a sudden they'll trade him for that draft pick they've been wanting all along. But if he's here to start the season, I would assume that Goddard will be running number one. But I would guess – see, it's funny. I don't know exactly what Sirianni's feeling about 12 personnel is. I don't know if he's a two tight end kind of guy. If he is, then I guess he's back to running two tight ends. If Sirianni's more of a three wides, one tight, then he'll be behind Goddard, because at this point, clearly their future is Goddard.
You know what's fascinating to me on this one, and I certainly don't know the answer, although my guess is it's a combination of various factors. Why will Ertz be back, assuming that Howard's report is accurate? Like, think of it this way. There's about four or five different reasons. There's that other teams didn't value him at a certain price. There's the argument that the Eagles wanted to trade him but didn't like the value of compensation they were receiving back. There's the possibility the Eagles actually just, in the end, valued him more to keep him than we thought. There's the Zach Ertz, as unhappy as he was last year, prefers to play his entire career in Philadelphia. He loves being – I mean, he definitely loves being an Eagle. We know he was unhappy with how things went last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we know, you know, when he cried last year, that was a guy who was bleeding green in that he loves being an Eagle and living in Philadelphia and having his life rooted here.
No question.
So it would be fascinating to know – that was four different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then there's the – you kind of brought it up, Ray. Maybe Sirianni's like, I can use that guy. Like, hey, Howie, in all due respect – I know things went not good last year, and you're looking to trade him. I could still do a lot with this guy, with this offense.
Could be.
It would be really interesting to know which one's the main reason, and how much do all the reasons, you know, I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that.
I don't know that anyone does, except the principals. But,
right.
I mean, it could be bits and pieces of all of
those.
Your answer could be, you know, all of the above.
It could be, Ray, that he wanted, with a new team, a new deal restructured that the other teams weren't willing to give. There's that, too.
Right. I think if you asked me to in that multiple choice, to pick the one that I think is most likely, I would say I would probably go B, which is that that the Eagles were, that Howie Roseman was shopping Zach around, probably around draft time, which is what I heard.
Yep.
That there was, you know, Zach was there for the... for the taking if you give him a draft pick, and that Howie just didn't like the offers he was getting and said, well, for what you're offering me, no, I'll just hang on to him. I think that's kind of where it started.
I agree with you on that.
And then once you got past that point and there was nothing to really trade him for, then the only question is, okay, do we just release him and let him make his own deal, or are we better off bringing him back if he's willing to come back? I guess that's where we are.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, I really look forward to when he speaks, when Sirianni speaks, and when Howie speaks, and I'm sure they're all going to speak in the coming days on, you know, what went on. 215-592-9494. All right, you can react to that. Everything we're discussing, including, as we've been asking today, part of the Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's Twitter poll question, as we've been discussing on the air as well, are the Eagles a good organization? A, yes. B, no. Most people have told us no today. But certainly you can weigh in on that. At Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, you can weigh in on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, to address that. NBA Finals also. They wrapped up last night. Hallett ties back to the Sixers. Jrue Holiday. Ray, how amazing is it? They trade Jrue Holiday on the same night in 2013 that they don't draft the Greek Freak. And then together, 8 years later, that was the night the process began. 8 years later, the Greek Freak and Jrue Holiday together win an NBA
title championship
while the Sixers are sitting home watching.
Yeah.
It's just absurd.
I was actually thinking that last night.
It's just absurd.
I actually thought about that last night. All right. God, the Freak was in another world. He is really good.
Ray, we've seen a lot of great championship winning moment performances. Bill Walton certainly stands out at UCLA. Was it 21 for 23?
Yeah, missed one shot.
I think of Phil Simms when his championship, when he goes 22 of 25.
Mm-hmm. Nick Foles.
I mean, there are some that stand out in all the sports as far as the night you win the title. I'll tell you what, last night's pretty high on the list.
It is.
You win a championship and score 50 points on the same night. It's pretty good, man.
He's a great player.
Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Ray Dittinger with us as well. You can weigh in on all of it on 94 WIP.
The Parks Casino Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the real sports fan. Baseball's back. Golf is in full swing. Bet on it all. Baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. Parks is the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania and the only one I recommend. Bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Parks Sportsbook app and bet on individual player performances as they happen. Basketball, bet player points, rebounds, and assists. Baseball, bet hits, home runs, and pitcher strikeouts every inning. Golf, bet on match winners, bet on leaders after rounds, and more. Or you can always bet spreads, parlays, props, teasers, and over-unders. New customers, sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.